بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, as I mentioned to you, on the day of judgment this curtain will lift and the reality will be visible. The smart person is the one who prepares for that, so that when that curtain lifts, what he sees there is not something that he is surprised with. He's not shocked to see that. He's not surprised to see that. It is something that he expected to see. He knew about it. The beauty of Islam is that Islam tells us with certainty what we are going to see. And it gives us both the perspectives. It tells us what we are going to see if we believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in His kalam, in His kitab, in His rasul. And it also tells us what we are likely to see if we were on the opposite side, which is that we did not believe in Allah, we did not believe in His kitab. Or as in the case of some of us, may Allah protect us from ourselves, we say we believe in Allah. We say we are Muslim. But there is nothing in our life which proves that we are Muslim. The very first proof of Iman, the very first proof of belief is Salah. Do we pray? Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said very clearly, Al-ahadu alladhi baynana wa baynahu masalah, faman aradaha faqad kafara. Aw kama qala alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, the dividing, the covenant, the differentiator between the one who does not believe, the non-Muslim, and the Muslim is prayer, is Salah. And the one who has left the prayer has left Islam. He has committed kufr. My brothers and sisters, the Salah is proof of Iman. Because when we say Iman, what do we mean? We mean that we bear witness that there is nobody worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah, and that he is the last and final messenger after whom there is no other messenger. Wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan rasulullah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu, and we bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam is the slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the chosen one, and he is his messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, when I make this statement, when I make this claim, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammad rasulullah, and I do make this claim, this is my belief, this is what I attest before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as my witness, that I believe that there is nobody worthy of worship except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu, and I bear witness that there is nobody, that Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is the Nabi, he is the Rasul who I follow, and after Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, there is no other messenger, there is no other Rasul, there is no other Nabi. So when I make this attestation, when I make this claim, when I make this announcement, when I make this affirmation, when I make this promise, this covenant, then it is incumbent upon me to prove that. So I say, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship except Allah. And then when the time for salah comes, I do not pray. Then by my inaction, by my not praying, I have negated my statement. I have deleted my statement. My action has proven me to be a liar. My brothers and sisters, I've said this before many times, and I'm saying it again. The kalima tayyaba, ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, wa ashhadu anna Muhammad rasulullah, is not a statement of information. It is not a statement of information. It is the declaration of a relationship. I want you to think about this. the kalima ashhadu la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna muhammad rasulullah is not a statement of information. It is a declaration of a relationship. If you are not a Muslim and you make this statement that Muslims believe this, then that would be a statement of a statement which is giving some information. What do Muslims believe? What do Hindus believe? What do Christians believe? And so on and so forth. But when a Muslim is saying this, if I say I'm a Muslim and I'm saying Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, I'm talking about my relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I say Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, I'm talking about my relationship with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The salah encapsulates these two things. When I say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah, there is no one worthy of worship except Allah, then in my salah, I am proving the fact that I spoke the truth. There is no one worthy of worship except Allah, and therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one I worship, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and when the time for salah comes, I stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah, I bear witness that there is no one that Rasulullah ﷺ, Muhammad ﷺ is the messenger of Allah and the last and final messenger. The fact that I have made that statement, the proof of that is the method of my salah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Aqimus salah." Allah said, "Establish salah." Rasulullah ﷺ said, "Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli." He said, "Pray as you have seen me pray." These two are encapsulated in the salah. So when I stand up before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in salah, I am bearing witness to Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah. And the method of my salah, how I pray, is bearing witness to Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. So the salah is the proof of my iman. And if I leave salah, then I have no proof of my iman. I'm not asking you to pronounce takfir on somebody else. I'm not asking you to point a finger at someone and say to them, you are not a Muslim, because we have no right to do that. I'm saying this for each one of us to examine ourselves and examine our own lives and ask ourselves this question and say, am I a Muslim? I'm not even talking about the quality of salah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us salah which is full of khushu and khudu, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ أَلَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Allah said, the believers have succeeded and they are the ones in whose salah there is khushu, there is dedication, concentration. So definitely we have to work on improving our salah. But I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying establishing of salah as in, do we pray? Whatever the quality of my salah, do I go to the masjid? Do I pray at home when I cannot go to the masjid? Do I stand up in salah when it's time for Salatul Fajr? Do I get out of my bed and I stand in before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Salatul Fajr? Remember, I'm not even talking about tahajjud and so on and so forth. All of that comes later. The first thing that comes is the fard salawat. And when I stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, am I standing in the fard salah? When it's time for Salatul Dhuhr, do I stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pray Dhuhr? When it's time for Asr, Maghrib and Isha, do I do this? Do I stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and I pray, or I do not do that? For whatever be the reason, do I not pray? Do I give myself any kind of excuse? I was busy, I was in a meeting, I was this, I was that, I was shopping, I was watching football, I was watching cricket, I was watching basketball, baseball, whatever. Or worst case, well, you know, I don't think salah is required. Now, which one? Where? Do I do all any of that stuff? Or do I say no? Salah is proof of my iman, and therefore I will pray. And I will do my best to go to the nearest masjid, but if I live in a place where the masjid is far away, I can't pray in the masjid, but I will pray at home. I will instruct and I will encourage my family to pray with me. And so we will all pray in jama'ah in our home itself, even if we can't go to the masjid. Alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one to forgive our deficiencies. But do I do this? Do I pray? Because if I do not pray, then there is no proof that I was ever a Muslim. I'm not going into the fiqh masala of whether a person who never prayed, whether we can pray Salatul Janazah over that person or not. The Aima of Islam, they have they have opined on this, they have given their opinion about this, they have given rulings about this, of what can be done and cannot be done. I'm not going into all of that. That is not the purpose of the Fajr Reminders, to go into masail of fiqh and to discuss them. I am talking about me, myself, and I'm asking you to reflect, each one of you, on yourself, not anybody else. And ask yourself this question. I ask myself this question. Am I a Muslim? And the answer to that is not something that I need to dream up. The proof is in my own life. If I say I am a Muslim, then do I have salah to support that statement? Because if I do not have salah to support that statement, then I am not a Muslim. If you are not praying, then you ask yourself whether you are a Muslim or not. Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam made it very clear. He did not leave any room for doubt for anybody. And he said, the one who does not pray is not a Muslim. It's not my fatwa, it is not my opinion, it is the statement of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Over and above whose statement can be no other statement except the kitab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in his kitab very clearly, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. The believers have succeeded. And who are the believers? Those who have khushu, who have concentration and dedication in their salah, who pray with concentration. And then in another place in Surah Al-Muddathir, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the other side, where he said that the people who are going, who will be taken into the hellfire, they will be asked by others, مَا سَلَكَكُمْ فِي سَقَرْ. What is it that allowed you to go into the Saqar, into the hellfire? And they will say, لَمْ يَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُسَلِّينَ. They will say, we were not among those who prayed. So those who pray are successful. Those who do not pray are not successful. And that is not, I'm not talking about successful on Wall Street. I'm talking about successful when we go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Day of Judgment. My brothers and sisters, please understand and remember. It does not matter who plays Salatul Janazah over you or not. If you did not pray, and if you, because of that, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala considers you as having left Islam, it does not matter whether your Salatul Janazah is prayed in front of the Kaaba by the Shaykh of the Haram, with the entire Masjid al-Haram full of people. It does not matter if your Salatul Janazah is prayed in Masjid al-Nabawi al-Sharif, with the whole Masjid full of people. You will still go to where you are supposed to go to, because you would have been considered to be a non-Muslim before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is up to us whether or not we want to be Muslim. لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين رشد من الغي. There is no compulsion, there is no force in religion. Nobody is forcing you or me to be Muslim. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said very clearly, the two paths have been shown. The path of guidance and what is the opposite of that, which is misguidance. Both of these are clear. We have a choice. As I mentioned, death is the cessation of choice. So while we have the choice, let us choose. And the very first choice that we need to make is to ensure that we pray. And we pray on time, as soon as the time comes. We do not delay the salah unduly. I request you, I make this intention myself, and I request you to make this intention yourself, to say that from this moment onwards, you will never ever miss a salah. No question of khada. There is no khada for deliberately missing salah. Oh, I'm watching football, it's not convenient for me to pray now, I'm going to pray later, khada. No. It doesn't work like that. There's no khada. Khada is for somebody who was not able to pray for reasons beyond his control. I had every intention of waking up for Salatul Fajr. My alarm died. I just slept through. I couldn't wake up. And I now woke up. The sun is up. So now I pray Salatul Fajr khada. Inshallah, we ask Allah to accept it. But deliberately leaving a salah is kufr as far as Rasulullah's statement is concerned, and that's our final resting point. So let us make this niyah and say, I will never ever miss a salah. Whatever the reason, I am never going to miss a salah, inshallah, from this moment onwards. Because that is the proof before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am a Muslim. I remind myself and you, Allah made us completely independent of the whole world. He connected us directly to Himself. لا نافع ولا ضار إلا الله لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. There is no one that can benefit us, there is no one that can harm us except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah connected us to Himself directly, and that connection we must reiterate and reinforce and bear witness to, and that is through our salah. So 5 times a day we stand up to pray, not because Allah needs it, Allah needs nothing. We stand up to pray to ensure that we are bearing witness that we worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the good sense to follow the commandments of His deen and follow the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see the importance of salah from the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If there was anybody in the world who could have said that salah is not necessary for me because I am the messenger of Allah, I have been given this messengership of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there's no doubt about me being a messenger or being a Muslim. Can anyone doubt that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a Muslim? If anyone could say that, he was the one to say it. But not only did he not say that, he never ever missed a salah, to the extent that even when he didn't have the in his last days, when he was too weak to go to the masjid, which was adjacent to his house, the same wall through the door of the masjid, he had 2 people carry him into the masjid and he prayed. This is our example. This is our standard that we follow. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to enable us to follow that standard and never to deviate from that for whatever reason, that we never ever miss our salah. Make this promise to yourself that you will never ever miss a fard salah in your life from this moment onwards. And if Allah gives you the tawfiq, inshallah, I ask Allah to give us all the tawfiq, we will also pray tahajjud, inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya rahmar rahimin.